Well, greetings again. This is Brother Ephraim. And yesterday I shared with you the great propensity of the human heart towards deception and the need to recognize that. And today I would like to share on a major help, you might say, or a major factor of what is needed to avoid deception. And that, like I said yesterday, would be the Holy Spirit. And I'd just like to share a few thoughts concerning the Holy Spirit. The Bible has much to say about Him. He is God. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So when we have the Holy Spirit within us, we have God within us. If we have not the Holy Spirit within us, we have not God within us. Jesus, in the Gospel of John, among a lot of various things he said about the Holy Spirit was this, that it is expedient for him to go away so that he can send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to the earth, through the disciples. Can you imagine the difficulty for the disciples to grasp that it were actually better for him to go away and to send a Comforter? Why wouldn't it have been better for Jesus himself to stay there? Well, if you consider how the disciples constantly misconstrued the words of Jesus, misunderstood him, misapplied his words, and were bickering among themselves, and it just didn't seem like they were getting what Jesus was about and the teachings that he was giving. But when he went away and the Holy Spirit was sent and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, there was marvelous things that happened. They all of a sudden were able to operate with assurance and with power and with clarity. And Jesus said, the Spirit will guide you in all truth. And there we have it. The Holy Spirit will guide us in all truth. And we need that. We need that desperately. Our hearts are deceptive. We need a guide into all truth. Someone said that if the Holy Spirit were removed from the earth, 80% of Christians wouldn't know the difference. Now, of course, that's speculation. We don't know that. But the point is, there are so many professing Christians that really have not the Spirit of Christ within them. They really don't depend on the Spirit. They really don't walk in the Spirit. They're just religious people that are trying to do what seems right to them, comparing themselves among themselves and patting themselves on the back, feeling like they're not that bad when they look around, look at others that seem much worse. They're just typical Pharisees. May God help us. May we feel our great need for the Holy Spirit and cry out to God for him. God wants to fill us with himself. He wants it more than we want it. But do you want it this morning, my friend? Do you desire the Holy Spirit? Jesus told us that if we but ask, God will give us the Spirit. So I would like to just leave that with you and hope that that's a blessing and that you can recognize you along with all humanity as having a great tendency to be deceived and as greatly needing help to steer away from deception. And as the Holy Spirit being exactly the help that we need. Just a little bit more yet before I close here. But given how the scriptures show us how greatly we need the Holy Spirit, and given how the Spirit is a direct connection with God, it's an individual reality. I can't make you be filled with the Spirit. I can't replace the Holy Spirit in your life. It's between you and God. Given these factors, it is no wonder that the Holy Spirit is one of the things that the devil goes after very diligently to make counterfeits and to get people to misunderstand, misapply, and to warp the realities of the Spirit. So there are many, many counterfeits out there that we need to be aware of and not fall for. And I also want to say this yet, that if we have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit will not lead us into pride. And I think this is one thing that we often see with counterfeits. Men glorifying themselves. The Holy Spirit, rather, will make us to sense our need of God all the more, and our undoneness without Him, our total dependence upon Him. The Spirit will also help us to recognize our need for our brothers and our sisters, and how little we have of ourselves. The Spirit will not lead us into independence, and into feeling like we don't need others around us, and into not being workable. The things that the Scripture teaches us of brotherhood and of church life, the Spirit will teach us the same thing and guide us in those same things. So that's all I had to share this morning. I just hope that you'll be encouraged to be filled with the Spirit, allow the Spirit to freely work in your life, and may the Lord richly bless you.